Leah Allen is joining us from Danvers, candidate for lieutenant governor on the Republican side. Leah, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, and good morning.
It is one day until Election Day here. And I think before I ask you a few of the issues that you're finding out on the campaign trail and that you and Jeff Diehl are presenting to the people, maybe just give our listeners a bit of a background on why you're running. Again, a Danvers resident, grew up in Lynn, a nurse, a mom, and so on, and a former state rep. So give us that background just to get us going briefly here.
Yeah, sure. So like you said, I was born and raised in Lynn. I have lived in the North Shore my whole life. I represented Peabody in the legislature. And when I was elected at 24 years old, I ran on a platform of opposing new tax increases because at the time, Deval Patrick was governor and he was proposing one of the largest tax increases that the Commonwealth had ever seen. At the same time, there were state departments that were losing millions of dollars that they couldn't account for. And I just thought that showed a real lack of accountability and transparency in our state government. And that's what I ran on when I was 24. And I won that election in a special. And then I went on to win re-election. I served for a few terms, about two terms up at the state house. That's where I met Jeff Diehl. We had served together and worked on a few initiatives. Most notably, we stopped the automatic gas tax from going up with inflation. It would have gone up every year. That was back in 2014, before we even realized what gas prices and inflation would be now. So I'm really proud of the work that we did there. When I left politics, I went back to the private sector. I'm a registered nurse by trade. I got a job over at Beverly Hospital. I got married to my wonderful husband, Ryan. He's a union elevator mechanic at a local four, Boston. We got married. We started our family. I worked at Beverly Hospital right through the pandemic, even while I was pregnant with our second baby. As you know, there was no vaccine available at first. And when I went out on maternity leave, the government mandates came out forcing everyone to choose between getting the COVID shot or losing their job. And for me, I just decided I didn't want to take that shot. And because of that, I lost my job as a nurse. All the other things I saw happening in our state during the pandemic with the mandates and the lockdowns and the masks and the impact it had on our small businesses and our kids in school, it just really motivated me to get involved again. When I saw Jeff Diehl was running for governor, I wanted to come out and support him, and then it evolved that I would run as his lieutenant governor candidate. So here I am, and now we're just a day away from the election, and we're really excited. I think that people are really hearing our message, and they're excited about what we could bring to state government.
Yeah, I'll follow up with that in just a moment. But so, yeah, the polls open in less than 24 hours from this interview here. So, and I also put a post up there, too. I think it came up with the Diehl-Healey debate about the vaccine mandates from the CDC. That but maybe a week or so, a couple weeks ago. And but tell us about that piece. This was the CDC recommendation for children to get the vaccine or mandating it for children. And I know you and Jeff Diehl have come out strongly against that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And just to clarify, we're not anti-vaccine. We're just anti-mandate. We don't think that the government should have the right to tell you what you have to put into your body in order to go to school or to keep your job, and especially when it comes to an experimental new gene therapy like the mRNA vaccines. So recently the CDC had voted to recommend adding COVID-19 shots to the childhood immunization schedule. And what tends to happen then is once the CDC recommends it, it can be added to the list of required shots to enter school. And Massachusetts tends to follow the CDC guidelines. And I know that a lot of parents are really concerned about that because they are uncomfortable with the lack of long-term safety data on these shots. They don't want to have to make the choice between sending their kid to school or giving them a shot that they're not comfortable with. And Jeff Diehl and I promise that we will make sure that there is never a mandate in Massachusetts requiring you to make that decision for your child. We think parents should always have the final say in what goes on in every aspect of their kids' lives, and including when it comes to education and medical treatment.
Now, I know the gubernatorial candidates, Diehl and Healey, have both debated a number of times, I understand it, and but yet I understand that you've asked for a debate with Kim Driscoll, the mayor of Salem, who's running as the Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor, and there has not been a debate. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed about that because Mayor Driscoll, she's over in Salem. I'm in Danvers. I mean, we're not too far away. It would have been easy enough to find a location, you know, convenient for the both of us. Of course, the campaign season is busy, but I think it's very important to make the time for the voters to be able to compare and contrast our views on the issues. And it was my understanding, actually, that we were supposed to have a debate October 24th. It was scheduled to be at Regis College, and then at the last minute, the Driscoll campaign pulled out, and they never got back to us on rescheduling. And I think that's really a shame because the lieutenant governor race, although it doesn't get as much attention as the governor's race, you know, when the governor is not available or out of state or otherwise predisposed, the lieutenant governor takes over, and it's important for people to understand who that person is going to be. And where Mayor Driscoll in Salem implemented things like vaccine passports and required high schoolers to get the shot, the COVID shot, in order to play sports, and required parents to provide proof of vaccination to watch their kids playing those sports, there's plenty of things that we needed to discuss that the voters should be aware of. And I'm really disappointed that Mayor Driscoll didn't think it was in the best interest of the voters to hear both sides.
Leah, I want to ask about, in my last question in a moment, would be about the just the overall campaign. But first, let me ask you, are there other key issues that you're finding that people are concerned about on the campaign trail? You mentioned the gas tax a moment ago, energy, food, all these different things. What issues are you finding out there, or Jeff Deal finding out there when you meet with the people?
Well, of course, the economy. Everybody is concerned about inflation, about the cost of living, the cost of housing, the cost of groceries. And what we really want to do, Jeff Deal and I, we want to make Massachusetts more affordable. We don't believe that government is always the solution. We believe that the government should make it easier for people to live and not create more bureaucracy and red tape in order for people to get things done, for businesses to open. We definitely want to make sure that we're looking through a critical lens at a lot of the green initiatives, because I think what we're starting to see now is, after a few years of these policies being put into place, when we cut off natural gas and other conventional energy sources, we really don't have the infrastructure in place to replace that with things like solar and electric. In fact, our electric grid runs on fossil fuels, so it doesn't make any sense to me that we're cutting ourselves off at the knees by ending use of fossil fuels and trying to transfer everything to electricity when our infrastructure currently can't handle it. So I think that's going to be a huge task to undertake, to make sure that we are creating an environment that is affordable for people, that they're able to heat their homes and gas up their cars and get to work, as well as afford to put food on the table. And if we're so focused on just the race to renewables, as Mara Healy and Kim Driscoll are focused on, I think that it's going to have devastating consequences for the people of Massachusetts.
Leah, I just want to ask you one last question on the campaign. Now, if you follow national politics, there's what people are talking about, a red wave. They're talking about the Republicans taking the House of Representatives, possibly taking the Senate. There's polling out in gubernatorial races in New York and Michigan, where Republicans are either neck and neck or ahead in those races narrowly, albeit toss-up for sure at this point. But now in Massachusetts, we already have a Republican governor. Then again, are we going to see a red wave in Massachusetts? What are you sensing out there? I know you were at a rally in Worcester last night. So what is happening in Massachusetts, or is it possible that this would impact Massachusetts, this national red wave?
I definitely think it's possible. I mean, from what we're hearing and feeling on the ground, hitting the campaign trail across the entire state, there's people now that are paying attention after what we all went through during the pandemic, and now we're seeing the consequences of federal policies under the Biden administration. People are concerned about their kids' futures, their retirement. They're concerned about keeping their businesses open, keeping food on the table. And they're paying attention in ways that I don't think they paid attention to before. And people that have never voted in midterm elections are really watching this race, and they're excited about the message that Jeff Deal and I are bringing, that it doesn't have to be this way. Life doesn't have to be so hard. A lot of these crises are actually self-imposed by bad policy. And if we can turn that around, we can really make things better for everybody in Massachusetts. And I believe that there are people out there that are voting Republican for the first time, voting for the first time. We're feeling it everywhere we go, and we're really, really encouraged.
Leah, anything else you want to share with our listeners here again with the polls opening in less than 24 hours?
I would just stress the importance of getting out to vote. We talk about this red wave, and if we want to see positive change, it's not going to happen if we sit around and hope everybody else goes out and does it. So I really want to humbly ask people for their vote tomorrow. Do your research on the candidates. Make sure that you're well-informed. Get out to vote. Get a friend. Get a neighbor. Drive your grandmother to the polls. We have to get people out to vote if we want to see the changes that we need here in Massachusetts.
Leah, thanks for your time, and thanks so much for joining us here on the website.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Leah Cole Allen, who is the candidate, the Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor here on MSONewsSports.com.